When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1060, How to Stop Workplace Bullies in Their Tracks, by Christine Comeford of thesmarttribesinstitute.com. And I am Dan. I'm here with you every single day. This is a daily podcast, 365 days a year. And what we do is pretty simple. We read posts from some of the best blogs on work and entrepreneurship. And let's do that right now as we hear from Christine Comeford and start optimizing your life. How to Stop Workplace Bullies in Their Tracks, by Christine Comeford of smarttribesinstitute.com. The VP of finance constantly interrupts and actively prevents others from speaking in meetings. He scoffs when they share ideas or make suggestions. A managing director at a financial services firm publicly trashes another director's new strategy, tearing it apart without having the domain expertise to truly understand what she's saying. The lead software engineer makes snide remarks about the product development process during team meetings. He publicly denounces the marketing team, too. What do these three have in common? They're bullies. Bullies are scary, shocking, embarrassing, and far too often tolerated in the workplace. Why? Because we don't want to have to deal with them. We don't want the attack, the conflict, the discomfort. So we either pretend they aren't wreaking havoc, or we grit our teeth and tolerate them. It's time to stop. How we let bullies thrive. Paul, the COO of a consumer packaged goods company, manages the VP finance bully I mentioned before. During coaching, Paul realized how he tolerates and even allows this unacceptable behavior. Here's how Paul is enabling the bully. He lets inappropriate conduct occur in meetings, when Paul could stop the bully from constantly interrupting and preventing others from speaking. Paul must clarify what appropriate meeting etiquette specifically is and ensure it is honored. He acts as a go-between when the bully refuses to interact with people he thinks are quote-unquote stupid, when Paul could make it clear to both parties that they need to work things out together. He holds his anger in and compromises his integrity, when Paul could just deal with this issue directly, modeling leadership for his team and showing them a safe, respectful, collaborative work environment is required at the company. He lets others vent to him about the bully instead of creating an opportunity to let disgruntled parties communicate their grievances directly and interface with HR. We all avoid uncomfortable human relations issues sometimes, but what is the cost? Exorbitant. As we daily give our power away, compromise our integrity, and inadvertently teach our team that bullying is acceptable. The three-step bully rehab plan. There are three steps to stop bullying. 1. Identify how you are enabling it. See Paul's situation. 2. End the enabling system. The bully is generally playing the persecutor role, which creates the need for a rescuer to protect the victim. Then, the train has left the proverbial station, and we're zooming ahead on a ride to a place we don't want to go. The surprising truth about what bullies want. Next, quickly interrupt the pattern and step out of the system by using an outcome frame. Ask the bully, 1. What would you like? The outcome they desire that they can create and or maintain. 2. What will having that do for you? How they'll feel or benefits they'll get. 3. How will you know when you have it? Proof or criteria that will be present. 4. Where, when, and with whom do you want this? Timing. Who else? Scope. 5. What of value might you have to risk to get this? Is it okay for them to have this outcome? And 6, what are the next steps? Ask question number 2, what will having that do for you, a few times. As often, this is where what they really want is revealed. The outcome frame is a potent tool to get a person to focus on the outcome and not the problem. It helps them get unstuck. I've talked before about how we all crave safety, belonging, and mattering. Often, one of these is exactly what the bully wants. He or she is just trying to get it in an ineffective and inappropriate way. Take a guess at what each bully in these scenarios wants. Person X puts others down, makes them feel small, condescends, because inside they don't feel they blank. Person Y spreads fear, rumors, negative gossip, because inside they don't feel blank. Person Z talks about inequality, unfairness, and how others get special treatment because inside they feel they don't blank. The answers are mattering, safety, belonging. Once you uncover what a bully wants, you can start to give it to them, to begin reducing what Seth Godin calls the tantrum cycle. We can also then help shift the bully from tension to empowerment. And 3, set up a new system with healthy boundaries and behaviors, rich with safety, belonging, mattering, and shifting from tension to empowerment. Note that if the bully is above you on the org chart, you'll need a mentor equal or greater in stature to the bully to do the following. Our clients love our conflict resolution process that follows, bullies or not. 1. Set the stage. Explain why you're meeting and the outcome you want to form a collaborative turnaround plan. 2. State observable data and/or behavior. This is where you describe specific behaviors that must change and examples so the bully can step into the past scenarios. 3. Describe impact. The damage that these behaviors are doing to others and the company and the bully themselves. 4. Check problem acknowledgement. Do they agree that there is a problem? Do they agree this problem now must end? 5. Co-create a plan. Set a time period, like 30 to 60 days, where you'll meet weekly for 15 to 30 minutes to track their progress on releasing the challenging behaviors identified. Make the plan very specific in terms of what you need to see and when you'll know you got the outcome you wanted. See the outcome frame. If the turnaround doesn't occur, state clearly what the consequences will be, for instance, losing their job. 6. Check understanding. Is everything clear? Anything else we need to cover? Reiterate desire for a positive resolution so the consequences can become irrelevant. And 7. Build small agreements. Launch the plan and commit to ending the conflict once and for all. Be sure to track it frequently and make sure all concerned see the behavior change too. I'm thrilled to report that the managing director and software engineer now play well with colleagues, and the VP finance is in the turnaround process with positive momentum. You just listened to the post titled, How to Stop Workplace Bullies in Their Tracks, by Christine Comaford of SmartTribesInstitute.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you to Christine for another great post here on Optimal Work Daily. For over 30 years now, leadership and culture coach, serial entrepreneur, and New York Times bestselling author Christine Comaford has helped leaders navigate growth and change. She specializes in applied neuroscience, which helps her clients achieve tremendous results in record time. As an entrepreneur, she built and sold 5 companies with an average ROI of 700%, and she was also a software engineer in the early days of Microsoft and Apple. Christine is a human behavior expert, a leadership columnist for Forbes.com, and the New York Times bestselling author of Power Your Tribe, Smart Tribes, and Rules for Renegades. And simply come by SmartTribesInstitute.com to learn so much more and check out all the resources they have there. That's it for today. I thank you so much for being here and hope you enjoyed the post from Christine. And as always, I will see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.